The cleanup is in its final stages now, and Xavier University is up and running. These students all attended out-of-state schools last semester, but they returned to Xavier as soon as they could.
It's a small environment, and everybody knows each other here. It's like a family. Right. Professors are here to help you.
Dr. Norman Francis is now in his 38th year as president of Xavier University. He says he was not surprised that more than 75% of pre-Katrina students opted to return this semester. He says colleges that target the needs of African American students help reduce the educational disparity between whites and blacks in the United States.
The disparity is still larger than it should be. And if there were not African-American or black colleges educating young African-Americans, that disparity number would even be greater than it is today.
But damage from floodwaters made Xavier's campus uninhabitable for a few months. Dr. Francis says the restoration of this university is part of the overall effort to bring back New Orleans.
We know what it costs to renovate this place in 4 months. It's at least $20-plus million already. And yet, we know that that's going to be money well spent because it's an investment in the future.
The challenge faced by Xavier was overwhelming. Many dorm rooms had to be totally refurbished because of water and mold damage. New chairs were needed in many lecture halls. Water also damaged a lot of expensive laboratory equipment in Xavier's School of Pharmacy, according to spokesman Warren Bell.
This was an electron scanning microscope set up in here for a research project. I do not know the specific project, but because the water came in 18 or 24 inches high on this first floor, it was enough to cause serious damage to the electrical components that are contained in the equipment like this. And it's part of the reason why our damage toll reflects not only the physical damage to the buildings, but you also have serious damages in terms of lost equipment that was, in this case, less than 2 years old.
Xavier University has counted on support from charitable donors, alumni, faculty, and staff. That's because of the university's special quality, according to returning student body president Regina McCutcheon.
The love that students have for Xavier is phenomenal. The, you know, alumni alike, we spent the whole semester going to other universities talking about Xavier. So there's nothing that can replace the experience that we've had here.
Now they don't have to. Greg Flakus, VOA News, New Orleans.